constantly I am doing the thing that I thought I could not do. This is Instant Inspiration, Dr. Herbert L. Varley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capel, California. Constantly I'm doing the thing that I thought I could not do. We've been raised with the idea of limitation, and we want to now step out of that. And the way that we step out of that is by watching our vocabulary. If you say to a person, I will do something, they expect you to do it. If you say to a person, I know something, they expect you to know it. If you say to a person that it's interesting, challenging, they expect you to be able to do it interestingly and challengingly. However, we are afraid to say that because we're not sure that we really know how to do it. We're not sure that we really have the ability to accomplish the things we want to do. For instance, you ask someone, can you rake the lawn this afternoon and have it all done nicely so that when my company comes at 5 o'clock, they'll see a very beautiful front yard, all nicely raked and the weeds pulled from the garden and so on? And the boy says, sure, no sweat. And he goes down to the store and he buys himself an ice cream because he knows he's going to have money extra. And then he picks up some friends and sits around and talks to them for a while. And then he comes back to the house and he says, oops, I better get this done. She's having a party at 5, so I better be done. And so he says to his friends, come on, boys, give me a hand, will you please? And they say, sure, glad to. So they all get busy working in the garden, and he gets busy raking the lawn, and in no time at all, they have it all done, and really beautifully done. They swept the walk, swept it out to the drive, picked up all the little grass clippings and the leaves and the things that were all around, and they made the place a glorious place. Now, why did this young fellow think that he could do the job and then go at it so unimportantly, as though it were not important? Why did he do that? Why did he go at it with no panic and no feeling that there's a rush or there's a pressure on him? Well, youngsters do this. Young people do this. Children do this. They only act in the now. And they do everything in the now. And if they say they can do something, they'll do it. But the thing is, they'll do it in their own time. But it'll be done. But you want it to be done first. You want it to be done now. You want it to be done without any hesitation. You don't want them to go after ice cream first and to sit and talk with their buddies first and things like that. You don't know what their plan is, but you want it done now. And so you limit them. If a child says to you, I will do it, or if an adult says to you, I'll do it, believe in them. You see, we don't believe in the children. Do we believe in the adults? Nope. We don't believe in the adults either. We hire someone to do a job for us, and we say, how long will it take? And he says, oh, maybe about a week. I should have it done in a week. And we say, wonderful. So the week passes, and it's not done. We say, what happened? You said you'd have it done in a week. He says, well, I had some other things that came up that had to take priority to it. Oh, I see. Now, why did that person have something come up that took priority? That's just anything that could happen. It's your mind. You didn't believe he's going to have it done in a week. You thought to yourself, when he accepted the fact that he could do it in a week, you thought, yeah, sure, that's a bigger job than a week. I know that. And I'll be lucky if I get it done in a week, and I sure like to have it done in a week, but, you know, I doubt it. You don't maybe say it so exactly. You maybe don't realize that you're saying it, but you're saying it. You have in your consciousness all the negativity that we ever experience in our world. We do. Because nothing happens by chance. We want to blame chance. We want to blame circumstances for whatever, but it's our consciousness. I remember my mother, she would always say, Herbie, do this, Herbie, do that. And I would go and do it. And she never had to say, now. She never had to say, quickly. She never had to say, I have a party this afternoon, and I'd like it all cleaned up. I would just go and do it. Now, I didn't necessarily do it now. But I did it in keeping with what my plans were for myself. And I did it well and beautifully. I did it with a great deal of intelligence and wisdom in doing it, and had a lot of fun doing it. But my sisters and my brothers, they just were really surprised. You know, when I saw Ellen reach over here on the other side of the table to pick up the butter, instead of twirling the Lazy Susan so the butter was 2 inches from her, she had to reach over about 2 feet to get the butter. Then she takes too much butter, and she puts the leftover butter that she scrapes off her bread back in the butter bowl, which is a no-no, which we don't do here. And yet she does it, and she is supposed to be the big honcho here. Now, you can't be a big honcho and violate your own rules unless you announce to the group, I am exempt from the rules. Now, if you want to announce to the group that you're exempt from the rules, then you go right ahead. But if you're not exempt from the rules, we don't do that.
Now, I agree.
Why did you do that? Well, you did that because I thought, yeah, she's taking too much butter. She put the rest back in the bowl, and she's, you know, just not thinking what she's doing. And she didn't. She, instant. Now, was that a big deal? No. But is it a slight evidence of what you do with your mind? Yes, it is. Every thought we think, we manifest somehow in our world. Now, do you want to have some nice things in your world? Then start thinking about them, and don't think that all of the objections and, you know, all the reasons they can't take place. Don't think of all the obstacles that keep them from coming to you, because you'll make those obstacles happen. You'll just put those obstacles right in motion. Now, what I should have done was spun the butter all the way around so she couldn't even reach it. Then she'd have to keep the butter on her plate like she should have, and it would have been completely done. But no, I swung it all the way around to her so she could easily reach up there and squoosh the butter back into the butter bowl. Now, we don't do that. I used to get a kick out of Ingeborg. Ingeborg would take a spoon of jelly, and she'd take the jelly off the spoon, and then she'd lick off the spoon, and then she'd put it back in the jelly bowl. And I said, Ingeborg, we don't do that. It has nothing to do with kissing you. It has nothing to do with your mouth on the spoon. It is just that is not our practice. Mothers might say, we don't do that. That's unsanitary. Well, unsanitary, my God. Does a mother kiss her child? Does she ever kiss him on the lips? Mostly no. But does she kiss him on the face, on a dirty old face, and on a whatever, you know? Do mothers ever kiss their babies on their bottom?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, why does a mother kiss the baby on the bottom where all that bad stuff comes out that they have in the diapers and they got to pick up? Why do they kiss them on the bottom? They kiss them on the bottom because that is the ultimate of saying, I love you. Mm-hmm. That's the ultimate of saying, I love you. And that's a very beautiful thing, but it's galling to some people who think, yeah, you know. But really, think about it. Think about it. We do everything by love. We do everything by joy. We do everything by saying that we can do it. And we do things that we never thought we could. As again, Ellen, she's always a good excuse here, a good illustration. Ellen came from a fancy, dancy lifestyle. She had a husband who didn't know how to count money. He just kept it flowing, and it kept coming, and he kept it flowing. And she lived high and fancy on the hog. And she had dogs at some time. She said she had a dog, and she had these things. But then she's put in charge of 2 of the dogs. And when she put in charge of 2 of the dogs, she had to watch out of them. And they were cold at night, and so they wanted to crawl in her bed. And she let them crawl in her bed. And she slept with the dogs. And then she comes in the morning, she says, I never dreamed I'd ever sleep with a dog, you know? And she says, I didn't ask you, was it nice? You know? But the point is, you love the dog. You see, you had this thought constantly, I'm doing things that I never thought I could do. And you're doing them. You're doing them. I asked Sylvia to run off something for me the other day, and she said, oh, I can't do that. That'd take a long time. It's got to be this, and it's got to be that. It's got to be translated into word perfect for you, or into word. Word perfect goes way back. Into word for you or something. And then I turned around and did something, talked to Ellen for a minute, and the next thing I know, here she's standing there with it in her hand, all done. Well, now, she thought she couldn't do it, but poof, she went and did it, and did it. If we believe in ourselves, if we just start really believing, instead of saying, I can't do it, just say, sure, Just a minute, please. Be right back. Whatever. And if it takes a little longer than that, that's okay. You come and say, hey, what's taking you so long? Well, I had a few more things I wanted to do on there to make it nice. Okay. Actually, you hadn't figured out how to do it yet. But, I said, a little more time. Go ahead. The thing is, if we believe in ourselves, we will find that we have capacities that we have never dreamed we could do. And you already have experienced that. Everyone experiences that, and everybody knows about that. But everybody knows that constantly they're doing things they never thought they could. I know I'm doing things I never thought I could because I never thought about it. And I looked at the Hermitage down there, and I decided to move into it because I thought it'd be a nice place to be quiet and peaceful and get some work done. Okay, well, I did. So what's the first thing I do? I would remodel the place. And Heinz said, oh, it's no big problem. I'll put those windows in for you, 2 seconds flat, no problem. Well, it didn't turn out to be that way. Heinz wasn't happy physically to do that, so he said, nope, not right now. I said, okay. So then I got a builder in to do it, and when he came in, we saw, well, let's do this and that and the other thing right away, too. So we did the whole ball of wax. So I didn't get to live in my little Hermitage retreat, and I had to stay over back in the embassy. So Ellen thought, perhaps when I moved into the Hermitage, I wanted to stay there. I liked it there. I'm glad you like it too, but I wanted to be there. And so she created me out of it while it was being repaired. Yeah. Yeah. And so it got repaired, and I got moved into it. And then Ellen comes to me and says, you know that shade that goes out over the deck there, that's lasted a long time. Right now in the high winds, it's sort of ripping apart. And she says, that lasts long? And I said, that's not really a long time. If you think back when he finished that job, when I could move in.
October, November.
October, November last year? That long? So December, January, February?
March, 4 months.
Well, and you think that's a long time for the shade to last?
With the strong wind we had extreme strong winds.
Well, we've had those shades up for months and for years on other parts. Now, but c'est la vie. So, we're constantly doing things that we didn't think we could. Now, what have you done that you didn't think you could recently? Think about it. And remember that when you start saying, like the little choo-choo train, I know I can, I think I can, I think I can, I think I can, and does it, then you're experiencing something pretty wonderful. I say if you have children in your family, encourage them to do the impossible. They'll surprise you. If you have a husband or a wife, encourage them to do the impossible. They'll surprise you too. And if you have friends, neighbors, relatives, if you have co-workers or whatever, whatever you're doing, encourage them to do the impossible, just like you're encouraging yourself. And I guarantee you, you will be amazed at how wonderful you are, because you are wonderful. I love you.
Love you.